I'm Pamela Nga, and this is the Mindful Entrepreneur Podcast, the Pan-African show for entrepreneurship and culture. Here we laugh, learn, and grow, and sometimes we mix a little bit of French. Digital currencies are becoming more and more popular in Africa. The value of payments via these currencies have exploded between 2020 and 2021. Although the continent still only receives 2% of the global value of all cryptocurrencies, blockchain data platform Chainalysis reports that between July 2020 and June 2021, Africa received $105.6 billion in cryptocurrency payments. Many players in the sector, such as the company Yellowcard, are already positioning themselves to benefit from the multiplying opportunities. The Pan-African platform announces the official start of its activities in Ivory Coast, which thus becomes the 16th to host it on the continent since its initial launch in 2018 in Nigeria. In this episode, we talk all things crypto with Hello, Adam, and welcome to the Mindful Entrepreneur Podcast. We're so excited to have you here representing the Yellowcard team.
Hi, Pamela. Nice to meet you. I'm also excited to be here today.
Yes, yes. We love to hear that. So we're going to go straight to the point. For all those who are listening, what is Yellowcard? What's the company about? What do you guys offer?
Yellowcard, as you know, is an American fintech startup. Basically, we are focused on building a new financial infrastructure for the African continent. Basically, what we want to do is to create financial inclusion for all, for the banked and also the unbanked. We want to help people easily and seamlessly spend money in the form of digital assets across Africa. So, I mean, that is who Yellowcard is, and that is basically who we are on the African map.
That's great stuff. With this new remote lifestyle, you now have time to do what you like and when you want. Listenable gives you access to a wide range of bite-sized audio courses you can learn at your own pace, anything you want, and anywhere you may be. Start learning a new skill now. That's clicking the link in the description and get a 7-day trial, then pay $7.50 a month. You can cancel at any time. What's the motivation? I mean, the founder could have just done anything else. Why fintech? Why crypto? Why Africa? What motivated you guys to think, wow, Africa is really the next big thing? Is it worth the investment? What's the drive behind all that?
Okay, so there's a story behind that. The story is not about Africa being the next big thing, but it is about helping people send funds securely and easily without spending so. My founder has this story of how the idea came up. When he was in university in the USA, he went into a bank, noticed that someone wanted to send money back to Africa, to their family in Africa, like people do. But the person wanted to send about $200, and the charges were like high, like about $90.
Wow.
I mean, it was a crazy amount to be sending just that amount back to Africa.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the idea clicked. Okay, can't the money be sent in the form of crypto, right? But then the problem comes that if you come to Africa, are there exchanges here? How are people going to be able to convert that into their local currency? So then the idea of Yellowcard just came up that way. And I mean, in the long run, just market research going about and everything. The company then started in Nigeria, in Africa. And I mean, we have expanded into more than 16 countries on the African continent. We have a staff strength of over 120 people. And just trying to come together at this goal of financial inclusion for all and to get everyone to be able to trade and send money across the continent and maybe further. Easily through digital assets or crypto.
You just talked about one of the challenges that you just listed was how will people be able to convert that money if they have crypto into their local currencies? And I'm sure you guys have had so many other challenges with the creation of Yellow Card, with the expanding of Yellow Card into all these different other African markets. Just explain to us two or three challenges that you guys have faced and how you guys are working towards fixing that or overcoming that.
Okay. So the first challenge has to do with our primary stakeholders who are our users, our customers. Mm-hmm. So the first challenge is a lack of trust. Generally, I mean, people do not trust what they do not understand. And in Africa, crypto, Africa is the continent with the smallest amount of crypto adoption, right?
Yes.
And people are skeptical about it. They do not understand it. People have not even heard about it. So the first thing that we get is people actually saying, okay, why should I put my hard-earned cash into a currency that I am not seeing the paper of? I'm not seeing actual cash of. And I mean, it could just go up or go down at any time. Why should I put my money there? And why are you saying I can send it across other African countries or to any other person in the in this intangible form? So, I mean, that's the first thing. But what we are also doing to counter this is we have the Yellow Card Academy.
Okay.
So basically, it is, if you go onto our website, it's also like another product that we have where we actually teach, we actually educate our users and every other person on financial literacy, on blockchain, and also everything about digital assets. Now, a second challenge that we have is government regulation. There are lots of instances, not with our company, but in general, with Africa, with governments against crypto, against digital and everything. And I mean, it is okay to have those things because they do not understand it. It's still growing. But I mean, the time taken by the government to probably study it, why maybe the regulations are not there yet. The time taken by the government to work on this is probably what we say we are facing in terms of regulation, because the government sometimes, there have been scams by other financial people in the past, right? And naturally do not want to suffer from these kind of things because it also directly impacts them as governments. So, I mean, you find out that, I mean, in the past, Nigeria had a clamp on digital assets and activities regarding that. And, I mean, it was slow in Nigeria in terms of that in that period. So, with like this, we realize that government regulations can, because anything can happen at any time. But what we are doing to work on this is also to have meetings. We go to talk to the government stakeholders, try to also be in the law and not work out of the law. We understand that to be able to be a legal company who is actually working with the right mind, we actually need to do what the government wants. So we just go according to whatever laws have been laid down, just patiently and for what the government says about us and how best we can also work hand in hand to be able to serve our customers easier. The final challenge, I think, something that happens to every company, tech company, is technology. Your technology, like, you can always get bugs. You can always issues which crop up anytime. But what you look at us differently is that we have top of the class talent. We have the best of engineers. We have the best of solutions experts who are always on the go to make sure that there are no issues, there are no problems. And when problems come, we are able to resolve them quickly and get back to running as fast as possible.
Right. You talked about a few points. The point I want to lead into is the problem of technology. Your platforms, I mean, when we look at your social media, you guys have built you're expanding, you're providing services in other countries. And I guess with that, sometimes because you're growing at a very fast rate, at a very prosperous rate, sometimes the technology can fail at some point. And there have been some comments on social media about people not being able to withdraw their money on your Instagram pages. How have you guys been responding to those people? Are those comments real? Is it a real issue that you guys are facing? Or how are you guys remedying that problem?
So in terms of comments on social media, one thing we are doing is to be very responsive. So our social team is quite responsive. We try to also talk to users who have any issues. We talk to them via mail. We try to understand what their problems are. We constantly communicate to them every step of the way on where their issue has reached. And we try to have like a very low turnaround time so that by the time we are, by the time they can even say jack, we have already solved their issue. So, I mean, also, yes, every company is bound to have negative comments on social media. It is social media. But we try our best to always be attentive to the needs of our customers and to always make sure that they come first and for them to understand that we are always there for them to work on their issues.
All right. That's very good. I mean, it's all about being responsive. It's all about answering on time. And the other thing that I want to talk about is the myths around crypto. When you have a cryptocurrency, especially in Africa right now, I'm so grateful that you guys have an academy teaching people that, you know, crypto isn't what you think it is. But there's a lot of myths around crypto. There's a lot of stories about, you know, money laundering, about it not being real, about it, like, just so many myths. What are some of the, if you can list two or three myths that aren't really true about crypto that are putting people off about it, that you can say and reassure people, you know what, crypto is worth it?
The first myth is that people automatically think crypto gives you interest or more money at once, right? Here at Yellow Card, we do not promise interest. We are an exchange which helps people to buy and sell their crypto. We also act as a wallet for you to store your crypto.
Yes.
And we also allow you to send and receive crypto. But people usually think once you buy, say, Bitcoin or Ethereum or something, you are going to be an overnight millionaire. And that isn't it. Because Bitcoin has been there for over 10 years and it has grown steadily. And once, if you want to become a millionaire, you definitely know that it is not going to happen overnight. So, the fact that you buy crypto today does not mean that tomorrow you are going to be a multimillionaire.
Definitely.
Yes. The second myth, I think final and second myth that I'll share is that someone is going to run away with your money.
Yay.
Now, because people do not know the company and do not know what we are about, maybe they think that once they put in their currency in there, probably it hasn't reflected in it. So their money has gone. No, the money is not gone. It has to go through a process. We need to be sure that everything is right. So even in the case where you do not see your money at once, the money is not gone anyway. You have every right to come and ask us to get to know that where actually or what is going on with you. And I mean, usually every exchange will tell you that your transaction will reflect in about 30 minutes. So it's just a matter of patience and knowing that, I mean, it has to go through a specific process for your funds to reflect.
That's very good. Thank you for breaking those myths down. You won't become a millionaire overnight and nobody's going to run away with your money, especially a company who has been, you know, specialized in that. And it's very important that you guys teach people. I think people want to just rush and invest into crypto because it's the new thing, but they don't take the time to learn. It's more important to learn than to do the investing, because now you won't have those myths anymore. your company, like you've said, has expanded to different countries in Africa. Company rebranding, like, is it important to always rebrand your company? There's so much cryptocurrency fintechs out there in Africa, gracefully. How do you rebrand? How is it important to always change the image of your company?
Okay, so change is constant, as mm-hmm. we all know. There's always going to be an element of change. It does not mean that you need to rebrand just because others are rebranding. You need mm-hmm. to rebrand. There's actually a need for that change to come. So a company may start off with one goal, but as companies continues operating, they realize that there are other goals to be reached. There are other products that they can come up with. There are other improvements that they can make. Mm-hmm. They need to be seen in a different image from mm-hmm. how they started.
Mm-hmm.
So then that is where rebranding, it's important, because then you are able to tell your customers that we are a living being. We are not humans, but we are a living being. We've gone through a phase, and now mm-hmm. we are growing. We are becoming better. So you need to see how good we have become. And this is our new phase. This is how we are. This is how you should feel about us now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that is what rebranding is for us.
That's very important, because I guess when you start your business, some companies may feel very comfortable. You may feel like, you know what, now that you've reached, I don't know, the quarter, or you've reached the level or the goal that you wanted, you can start getting very comfortable. Whereas it's the opportunity for you to, you know, rebrand, send a different message, always constantly change. You are the brand manager of the Ghanaian Yellow Card branch. How is Yellow Card performing in Ghana? How is it responding to the Ghanaian market? How are Ghanaians responding to the Yellow Card services?
Here in Ghana, Yellow Card is actually doing very well. Mm-hmm. I think we are fast becoming a household name. Because when people think about crypto exchanges, Yellow Card is one of the first names which come up. In terms of adoption, I think even though there is a small percentage of Ghanaians who actually know about crypto, we have been able to break the 100,000 user gap in Ghana.
Wow.
We broke it earlier this year. In terms of, people in transactions and all, there has been a significant increase in the past year. And, in Ghana, we realize that when we go to meet people, people are actually eager to know about what we do, about the advantages of what crypto can give them, also about how Yellow Card can actually make their life in terms of sending funds, in terms of receiving funds, in terms of, you know, the world of the digital assets and also. I think in Ghana, Yellow Card has been received with open arms.
That's really great. That's really great that Yellow Card is being received in such a positive remark. And I guess Ghana isn't the only West African market that you guys expanded to. You guys have also recently expanded to the Ivorian market. How is that working out?
Yes, to be happily expanded into Ivory Coast. Mm-hmm. You know, Ivory Coast is an untapped market with a growing number of crypto enthusiasts.
Right.
We saw it fit to go there because we have the opportunity to be the number one leader in the market by bringing something new and innovative over there. Because this market is untapped, and there's an estimated 300,000 crypto holders in Ivory Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if we are able to do things right and increase the stats, as a company, we can monopolize the market and become the leader in the country.
Mm.
So going in Ivory Coast is strategic because now we will be able to also bring all this crypto and digital assets into it where people do not really know about it. we are also going to be, of course, getting more users for our app also.
That's really great. You talked a little bit about government regulations. One of the difficulties that you guys face is government regulations, some governments just not being open-minded to the fact that cryptocurrency is the new, could be the another alternative to fiat money. Before I ask the question, I want to know, do you think digital currency can replace fiat money?
Yes, I absolutely do think so.
All right. Okay. Why? Why do you think that?
At the moment, how many times do we actually hold tangible money? We are able to send fiat money in via electronic means, right?
Yeah.
So now that we are going into crypto and everything, why won't we be able to also pay somebody, maybe I'm in Ghana and I'm paying someone in the USA, why won't it be easy to also pay that via crypto with lesser fees? So, I mean, little by little, all this understanding is going to come up and people are actually going to understand that crypto is here to stay. I mean, it's not, you're not saying fiat money is bad, but where there's a better alternative, why not take it?
You said it well. But there, I'm in the CEMAC zone. My country is a CEMAC zone and is in the CEMAC zone. And they have banned crypto. They don't believe in crypto. They think it's, they don't want that kind of regulation around the CEMAC zone. So as a fintech, not just Yellow Card, but just other cryptocurrencies who offer crypto services and trainings and opportunities, how do you think this affects you, your market, your services? How does it impact you?
So with checks done, I do not, crypto is not banned in the CEMAC zone because on the 6th of May, 2022, I think the banking regulator of the zone issued, issued statement on the holding, use, exchange, and conversion of cryptocurrency and crypto assets by institutions subject to the COBAC. The objective of that decision was to adopt conservatory measures to guarantee financial stability and preserve clients' deposits in the CEMAC region. So people may see it as it's being banned, but no. The regulator actually wants to make sure that people's funds are secure and are not going anywhere. I mean, in this, we are still very confident that the banking regulators will come up with a regulatory framework under which our fintech we can operate. And with that, yeah, there will be no option than for us to adopt the approach at this moment. Whilst we are playing our role in engaging the regulators to better understand the space. So, I mean, there hasn't been a ban, but there's kind of
a restriction.
There's kind of, yes, a restriction which has come about.
Right. Thank you for that. With this new remote lifestyle, you now have time to do what you like and when you want. Listenable gives you access to a wide range of bite-sized audio courses you can learn at your own pace, anything you want, and anywhere you may be. Start learning a new skill now. That's clicking the link in the description and get a 7-day trial, then pay $7.50 a month. You can cancel at any time. So before I let you go, I have to ask you a question that I ask all my guests that come on the show. And this is a Pan-African show. We like to get entrepreneurs everywhere around the continent or in the diaspora. And all of them invest in Africa or start business in Africa because they have a dream. They have a passion. They have a vision for their community, for Africa as a whole. So I want to ask you, what is your dream for Africa? When you sit back and you look at your community, you look at Africa as a whole, where would you like to see us? What's your dream for us?
For me, I would like to see Africa become home. When I say I want to see Africa become home, I want to see Africa as a place where we are all comfortable to live in.
Okay.
And we are not going to seek for things out of here, but we are actually going to understand that everything that we have, everything that we need to do, we can do it here. Yeah. And that we can be great in Africa without leaving Africa.
That's really great. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all these updates on Yellow Card's expansion, what Yellow Card has to offer. I hope you had a great time.
I did. Thank you so much for having me too. I had fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the questions, answering them too.
All right. Hey listener, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our content. I always appreciate that. And also, don't forget to let us know what you think of this episode or any difficulty you're facing as an African entrepreneur. I would love to hear about it. Also, help us grow this content. Help us grow this channel by sharing with a friend or a family. That would be very much appreciated. You can follow us on Mindful Entrepreneur Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, or you can follow me, Pamela Nga, that is Nga_Pamela on Instagram. Until then, see you in the next episode.